The Your Safe Space podcast is recorded on Wurundjeri land. This podcast acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. You're listening to the Your Safe Space podcast, hosted by me, Adele Marie. Coming up on the show today, we do a deep dive into failure. Failure is a universal experience and a pretty uncomfortable one. So I'm talking about how to embrace it and use it to your advantage. Let's get into the show. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. Happy weekend. I hope you're having a good morning. I hope you're having a good weekend. I hope that you're doing well. I am coming to you again with a solo show today, and I'm hoping that, yeah, whatever's going on in your world is not too heavy and that you're doing okay. As always, we do start our Sunday shows with a what's taking up space, and I'm realizing as I'm saying this out loud, I did not do the what's taking up space in the podcast Facebook group yesterday, so I'll do that as soon as I leave the podcast studio today. But yeah, I do that every Monday. I try to do it every Monday, and on there, I love if you guys can leave your comments so I can stay up to date with what's going on in your world and what's taking up space for you. I will obviously share what's taking up space for me as well. I have been not doing the best, and truly, I think if you probably watch my YouTube vlogs, you'll probably know that the best, because I've just been dealing with some pretty shit mental health over the last couple of weeks. And one of the main kind of factors that was contributing to that was just stuff at home, stuff with my family, stuff with my parents separating, and stuff with my living situation. Like, I've spoken about it multiple times on this podcast. Like, your environment is so important and takes such a toll on you in both good and bad ways. And so I have been battling that. Again, if you have been following along, my dad was in hospital last week. It was pretty scary because we actually thought he was having a heart attack. And I've also never seen physically what that could possibly look like. So that was a little bit horrifying. Yeah, we called an ambulance. He was in hospital for, I think, maybe three or four days. He's on medication now. And it was just a bit of a wake up call. A bit of a wake up call, one, to like never take your health for granted. Two, to tell people that if you love them, you love them. And I guess, yeah, it's layered there. It goes deep, and I'm not really ready to go into that right now. But it definitely put things into perspective and definitely just reminded me that like you can't do anything without your health. Yes, it's nice to have money. It's nice to have nice shiny things. It's nice to have materialistic things. But like if you're sick in hospital, you can't enjoy shit. If you're about to die, you can't enjoy shit. I just think a reminder for me, even though I'm going to say I try to look after my health quite a bit, probably just making sure I do that the older that I get. And yeah, it's the first time I've really had a parent be in hospital and be like so unwell. So that was a new experience to navigate to. Obviously, very grateful for any of our frontline workers out there. We had the ambulance that came to our house when we called them, and they were just so kind and so calm. They really like diffused quite an anxiety heightened situation. So that was lovely. And obviously, yeah, everyone at the hospital too. And so I've just been dealing with that. And obviously, I'm also sitting in limbo with a couple of rental properties at the moment. I'm still waiting for two applications that I've got sitting out, and I'm going to go to some inspections after this. And yeah, sometimes life just gets a little bit full on, and it has been for me. And I've definitely noticed that some of my content, not so much on the podcast, because I still give you guys two episodes a week and I still will, but other platforms, it's been hard. It's been hard to like show up when, quite frankly, I just want to lay in bed and rot all day. But anyway, I'm here, I'm in the studio, and that's a bit of a downer to starting this show. I'm so sorry. I hope that if you guys are going through it as well, because this is what I'm telling myself, I'm just saying this is a rough season, a rough patch. It will get better. It's not going to last forever. I will come out the other side. This is worse than a flop error, so I'm not even calling it that, but I know it will pass, and it will pass for you too, okay? So come and share with me in the Facebook group what's going on for you, and if you are going through it, hang in there. Keep going. Don't give up, all right? Let's get into the show. We actually have a good show planned. I've got something inspiring planned, so let's get onto that. Now, I felt inspired to do this show because on Friday night, which would be over a week ago now, I got to go to Stephen Bartlett's live show. Now, I bought tickets to this quite a while ago. Like when they came out, I just quickly jumped on. I was like, I cannot miss this. Like I need to go. I actually went by myself and he was phenomenal. I already knew that he was going to be because I have listened to his podcast quite a few times and I love everything that he does. He did a solo live show as well, which as somebody who does a solo podcast, I had immense respect and admiration for him because he handled it like a boss. And honestly, he's a true professional and he was so unbothered, so unfazed with how many people were there and the way he held the crowd's engagement and the way he held the power in the room. My God, I was in awe. And a lot of you probably already follow him, know who he is. If you don't, he is an entrepreneur. He's a businessman. He's also a podcast host. His podcast is called The Diary of a CEO. And he spoke about life and business and he kind of framed it up as like this mountain and it's like the mountain of life and business. And he talked us through like his steps for like navigating the climb that is life really. And it was just so inspiring, so fascinating. And one of the key takeaways that I actually got from him was his discussion on failure because he did have a segment about failure. And I found it so fascinating the way that he looks at failure for himself and the way that he also like encourages his staff to embrace failure. And he really doesn't even see it as failure. For him, it's just a lesson. And for him, it's just learning. And for him, it's a great thing. Like failure is the best thing. And I think a lot of us can fall into a trap where we see failure as a negative thing and we take it really personally. And so I was inspired to do an episode on this and I want to unpack it because failure is a universal experience. At one point or another, you and I, we're all going to experience failing at something. And I thought how handy it would be to have an episode to come back to when you need it, or maybe when I need it. Or some of you may even be clicking on this podcast for the very first time because you've searched up like how to handle failure. And here you are, the podcast algorithm has brought you to me. So if that's you, hello. Maybe you are also clicking on it because you have experienced failure recently. And it also got me thinking about my first experience with failure because I did a bit of reflection after going to the live show and it took me back, way back to little 20-year-old Adele in her, no, I think I was 19 or maybe I was 18. Actually, I was 18 in my first year of uni. It took me back to being at uni. I went to La Trobe University and I studied a Bachelor of Business and I majored in marketing. And in my first year of university, I had to do a subject called microeconomics. Now, shout out to anyone who's also studied that same degree or who's had to do microeconomics as a subject at university, because let me tell you, I was in for a rude shock. I am not the most mathematically blessed person. Numbers are not my strong suit. I embrace that. I know what my strengths are. Numbers are not one of those things. But in my first year at uni, I had to do microeconomics. I also had to do accounting. I also had quite a few businessy subjects that were part of the curriculum. And so I proceed to finish my first year of uni and I went on to fail microeconomics. I failed the whole subject. It was the only subject I didn't pass. And I was fresh, 18, my first time studying outside of school, which also adjusting to that difference between high school and university is like a whole other change episode that I would love to do down the track. But yeah, I was shocked. Like I was really, really rattled because it was my first time ever dealing with failure on that scale. And I felt embarrassed that I had failed. I knew that my classmates or the other students knew that I had failed. I knew that I felt devastated. And looking back now with hindsight, I'm really able to articulate the feelings that I felt. But I even felt like some shame. And I kept thinking to myself, fuck, I'm so stupid. Like, how could I fail this? You know, I should have done better. I should have been smarter. I should have, you know, studied harder. And all of the shoulds and coulds and all that unhelpful thinking kind of crept in. And I just wanted to share that because that was my kind of first taste of it. And really up until that point, I had kind of had a pretty sheltered kind of school life. Like I don't really think, did you really fail stuff in school? I don't remember. But it was fascinating because that's not the only time I failed. I've then gone on to fail multiple times at different things throughout the rest of my life. And I think you guys listening could even relate, you know, maybe you were denied a job that you wanted and that you went for. You know, you didn't get the promotion of your dreams, or maybe you had a relationship breakdown and you feel like your breakup is a failure, or maybe you signed up to a challenge and you didn't hit your goal in whatever way. Maybe it's a fitness challenge, I'm not too sure. Or maybe you failed in a hobby that you take part in, or maybe you failed a subject, just like me. Failing feels bad. It feels fucking shit, okay? And I also know as humans, and as a human who does this myself, we can go to some pretty great lengths to avoid failing. And it's just a protective, you know, mechanism that we do, because the feeling of failure is horrible. And it really does bring out some really heavy emotions. And I feel like there are other things that kind of come into play as well. If you are going through failure right now, or if you have had something that kind of feels like failure happening in your life, I really feel like other things can exacerbate it and make it worse. I think, you know, if you're someone who already struggles with your mental health, whether it's like anxiety or depression, that's me, that can definitely make failure feel heavier and maybe even be part of the reasons why you're feeling like a failure. Sometimes it might not even be that you've had an event, but you just might be feeling like a failure in life. Some of the reasons that you're feeling like that are maybe you're feeling a bit hopeless. Maybe you're feeling a bit helpless. Maybe you don't have really supportive relationships in your life. Maybe you are someone who subscribes to comparing yourself. Maybe you love comparing yourself to other people, whether it's on social media or online. Maybe you just have a poor self-concept and a negative self-talk. I've spoken a lot about how going to therapy changed that for me and really made me look at the way that I spoke to myself and the way that I treated myself behind closed doors, like in my brain, in that self-talk that I would talk to myself. Maybe you also hold yourself to like an unrelenting standard. Again, something that I would do as well. Maybe you identify as a perfectionist, and maybe you might just be going through like a low patch of self-esteem or some bullshit right now, whether that is other personal issues that are kind of playing an impact on how you're feeling day to day. The good thing is not to worry, because as always, I'm going to teach you guys how we can work on reframing it and how we can navigate failure, because you can always help yourself and you can always make yourself feel better when it comes to things like this. I feel like working on how you view failure and working on reframing it, yes, is a work in progress. Yes, does take some effort, but it's like a muscle. The more you challenge your default behavior, and I'll get to that in a second, the better you get at doing it. And then the new way becomes your default behavior. I also have learned as well along the years that knowing how to deal with failure actually takes a lot of the fear out of it, because it doesn't have to be scary. And I think we sometimes can put so much pressure on ourselves not to fail because we're so scared and fearful of feeling those negative emotions and negative kind of feelings. Whereas when you face it head on and you kind of face your fears and you kind of look at failure a different way, it can help you build resilience and can help you kind of bounce back a little bit better. So I'm going to give you some of my top tips. These are practical tips. And the first one is to just recognize that it is common and it is something universal, and it does not mean anything bad about you. I already said it, all of us right now will fail at something in life. And what I'm going to do when this episode comes out, I'm going to put up an Instagram story and I'm going to say, leave your biggest failure on this question box, and I'll share them to the Instagram story for this podcast, just to normalize and show you that all of us will fail at something at one point or another in our lifetime. The other thing I want you to realize as well is, just because you failed at something, just because I failed at something, just because, you know, the next person has failed at something or the next listener has failed at something, that doesn't then make the person a failure. It's really important to separate the two, right? You're a human having a human experience who can experience failure, but that doesn't then mean that you are a failure, okay? Failure, if anything, should just remind us about humanity and just remind us about how we're existing here, trying new things, doing our best, and sometimes things don't work out for us. And it's not that they don't work out because we're terrible people or because we are actually failures. They just don't work out this time. So really trying to separate the failure from yourself, and also understanding that it's so common, and that if you're not failing, that probably means that you're not trying new things. That probably means that you're not putting yourself out of your comfort zone. That probably means other things, which I would rather fail at something and realize that I'm just having a human experience than making it then mean something worse about me. My second tip is to actually face the emotions and to stop being scared of them, because failure has some really heavy emotions attached to it. And some of the emotions that came up for me, especially when I was thinking about failing microeconomics, was that one, I felt embarrassment. I was embarrassed in front of all my other classmates. I felt angry at myself that I like let myself fail, because what the fuck, Adele, like you should have known better. I felt sad. I felt sad because I was like, oh my God, I've got to do this again. And I didn't want to do it again. And I also felt shame. I felt so much shame because, again, at that point, I had a lot of pride in myself for being like very academically intelligent. I did really good in high school and I got a really good enter score. I was really proud of that. And so I was kind of riding that high and like feeling good about that. And then it kind of all just came crashing down. And I felt so much shame that I had failed a subject. Obviously, now I've got the hindsight to look back and realize that it wasn't the end of the world and it wasn't as big of a deal as it felt in the moment. But I'm just trying to get you to understand some of the emotions that were around. The other thing I think comes up with failure is even like anxiety and panic around it. So some worry and that fear element. And all of these emotions that I'm talking about, firstly, also get out the emotion wheel because that will help you too. But all of these emotions are uncomfortable ones. They're the shit ones. They're not the ones that feel really good. They're not the ones that we want to sit in. They are the ones that are very, very uncomfortable and you just want to either suppress or ignore. And that's not the best way to go about it either. And I've spoken about it so many times, but facing your emotions head on and actually dealing with them is going to get you feeling better quicker. And so in 2017, I want to tell you about this study that was published. It was published in the Journal of Behavioral Decision Making, and it says that we shouldn't try to ignore feeling bad after a failure. And the reason for that is because researchers discovered that thinking about your emotions rather than the actual failure itself will be more helpful to you moving through it. So I know it can kind of feel a bit counterintuitive to actually acknowledge it and to actually sit with it and to label it and to understand what you're feeling, but allowing yourself to feel that and actually giving it a name and giving it airtime will help you feel better and it will help you move through it. And so as I said, get out the emotion wheel, get a journal, have a look at the emotion wheel, look at, just Google it, look at all the emotions on there that you are feeling right now and write them down. This could obviously be in relation to any kind of failure that you're going through, but label it and say, I'm disappointed that my relationship didn't work out, or I'm sad that I failed on this test, or I'm devastated that I failed this subject. Like, write it down so that you can give it some airtime. And again, keeping the focus on how you're feeling rather than the actual failure itself. Like, what are you feeling about the failure? And getting some clarity and allowing that to come up and out. Tip number three is probably the most important, okay? And this is about challenging your default thoughts about failure, because this is something that I had really struggled with, especially as someone in my late teens, early 20s. We go on and we either watch people that we know experience failure, whether it's our caregivers, our parents, people in our life, or maybe we start to experience failure. And we can default into thinking about it, well, not in the most helpful way. And what I mean by that is any thoughts around failure that you are experiencing that you're making mean something bad about you. So maybe you're thinking that having experienced a certain failure means that you're a bad person. Or maybe you're making it mean that you will never succeed at anything else because you didn't succeed at this one thing this one time. Or maybe you're making it mean that no one likes you, or that, you know, you won't find love because, you know, you've just had a relationship breakdown. Those types of beliefs are really unhelpful. They're negative. They're also not accurate. And it really is about challenging those and becoming aware about them. Because when you are having those beliefs, and whether you're thinking them out loud or saying them to yourselves out loud or just having it sit in your subconscious, it can then impact you on a day-to-day and also hold you back from becoming resilient, from trying again the next time, or from doing something else out of your comfort zone in the future. And so what I want you to do is just keep in a journal or like even in your notes app on your phone, just keep track of, especially if you're going through a failure right now of some kind, keep track of the thoughts that come up, the default thoughts. When you think about the failure, what's the first thing that comes up? Write those down. And when you are able to have them written down, you're able to see them, you're then able to rewrite them and challenge them in a different way. There was also a 2016 study that was published in the Clinical Psychology Review. And in this, there was 46 studies that were done where they were examining reactions to failure. And they found that the more positive reactions to failure was a stronger factor in how resilient people were to the emotional distress caused by failure. So these people were seeing the failure as a result of something very specific and something external to them, rather than something internal, meaning something poorly about them, because that is essentially what it is. We experience failure and the default is to make ourselves think, oh, well, I failed that because I didn't do enough, or because I am not smart enough, or because I didn't study hard enough, or because I wasn't lovable enough. Those thoughts are not the healthiest way to move through it and start to reframe it. So as I said, take note of your negative thoughts and rewrite some healthy thoughts. I'm going to give you some healthy thoughts that you can rewrite. The first one, failure is a sign that you're trying something new. How incredible is that? How cool that you're trying something new and putting yourself in the possible position of failure because you're doing something out of your comfort zone. Failure is also a sign that I'm challenging myself to do something hard. That's a great thing and a great way to reframe how you're looking at failure. You can also affirm to yourself that you are strong enough to handle failure and that you can take lessons from your failure and that failing does not mean anything bad about me. There are obviously lots of other ones that you could rewrite, and I would love for you to come up with your own as well. Would love even some of the listeners. I might put up another story to say, what's your favorite advice when it comes to failure? And we'll see what we get, because I really do love getting listener input when it comes to this stuff, because obviously the way that I think about something is not the way that everyone thinks about something. And I love getting that input from you guys too. So make sure you come over to the stories to do that. Now, it does take time, definitely takes time to challenge those initial default thoughts. But with time and with reaffirming and repeating to yourself, the healthier alternative when you are experiencing those negative thoughts is going to get you further and is going to be more helpful. This also really does tie in hand with self-compassion. And I've spoken about this at length on the podcast too, but self-compassion is how you talk to yourself. It is how you show up for yourself. It is how you are able to treat yourself, even in your darkest moments, even when you've made mistakes, even when you have to forgive yourself. And it's looking at yourself as someone who is deserving of that compassion and really leaning into that. I'll also say there's lots of books online. There's also other podcasts online that can discuss whether it is self-compassion or like learning to accept things, especially when they don't go the way that you want. And obviously therapy as well. Therapy was the number one thing that improved my own self-compassion and my own journey with like how I speak to myself and how I treat myself. And so it can be, you know, a bit cliche, but it does go back to treating yourself how you would treat your best friend, or treating yourself how you would, you know, treat someone that you really, really loved. Like, you should be able to treat yourself that way. Tip number four is to look back at times you have failed. Now, I did tell you this at the start of the episode, but I want you to write down moments in your life where you have failed at something before. It was even a little bit cathartic for me to go back and think about how I felt when I failed microeconomics. And I was like, wow, I didn't really deal with it at the time. And it was a fun activity because I was like, that's not the first and only failure that I felt. I was then able to look at other failed relationships that I had. I was then able to look at other jobs that I didn't get that I failed at. Or maybe I failed at applying at certain rental places. There's lots of examples that I found in my life, and I would like you to go and write down some moments in your life. And then I would also like you to look at people in the public, people that maybe you follow or you admire. I always think this when I think of like really successful people, whether they're like athletes or businesswomen or businessmen. I feel like those people have failed so many times in their life, and then they go on to have such success because they never give up. Like, that is the difference between someone who sees failure as like a stepping stone to get you closer to where you want to go, as opposed to, oh, I'm going to let this derail all of my effort and give up. And so you'll likely find, especially with some people in the public, they may have had a journey where failure impacted that quite a bit. Successful people will fail regularly, but the difference between them and maybe someone who doesn't is their ability to just keep going and keep trying. And I can think of lots of examples of that Stephen showed us on Friday. And there was one that I'm probably going to butcher it, but he had spoke about the SpaceX launch, and it was where they launched like this prototype. And I think it had like gone up into space and then come back down, and then it crashed. And he showed us a video of this happening. It happened very quickly. And as the prototype crashed, everyone in like the SpaceX office that was like watching, they started cheering and they were so happy, even though it had crashed. And I think most people would look at that and think, oh, it crashed, it failed, like how terrible. But the view of the SpaceX staff and people that were involved in this prototype were so happy because, yes, it crashed, but it got further than any other prototype had gotten before. And they knew why it crashed, and they knew that it was like a stepping stone into getting it right the next time. So I really found that quite fascinating, because there are so many different ways that you can look at it that can reframe it and then get you closer to where you're needing to go or where you're wanting to be. So reflect on what you've done in the past with hindsight to bounce back before. And you might see some of your own skills that you didn't even know that you were taking part in. And that's the good thing and beauty of hindsight. You can look back at it through a different lens. And that's what I did as well when I kind of looked back and realized, well, I maybe failed, but I still made it through and I still achieved the things that I wanted to achieve. And that also, by looking at how other people have failed, and that's why I also wanted to share how I've failed, because it helps you then realize that everyone deals with failure in one way or another. My next tip is to take the lesson and look at what you can do differently next time. And this is just taking time after you do experience a failure to reflect on it and see what lessons you can take. You look at what went wrong and look at the external factors that played a part, and even looking at the factors like in and out of your control. I know for me, I really looked back on what was going on in my life around that time when I failed that first subject in my first year at uni, and I was adjusting to the different style of teaching and the different style of studying. That difference between high school and university was quite jarring for me. I also, at the time, was working basically full-time hours at my Woolworths job, and I also worked at a tanning salon as well, so I was working two jobs. And I was also really struggling in another subject, which was accounting. So all of my energy and study was kind of focused there, and I let the ball drop around the microeconomics, but I was then able to see how it wasn't just one thing that led me to drop the ball and that led to that failure there. It was kind of a culmination of things. And so I would love for you to do that when it comes to analyzing your next mistake. And I really want you to have a conscious effort to not focus on the things you can't control, right? If there were factors that played a part and you had no control over it, let it the fuck go. Forgive yourself, okay? This is just a self-reflection, a kind of a little activity that you can do to then guide you the next time and make adjustments the next time, and then change your approach or do things differently the next time. Because you know what happened for me? I actually went and hired a tutor, a private tutor, to help me. And so I did have to repeat microeconomics for the second time. And I said to myself, I'm going to give it more time because that's what I need to do. And I'm going to give it more energy because that's what I didn't do the first time. But I'm also going to get external help because I feel like I need that. I'm going to do it differently. And I learned that lesson. And so I feel like there's some power there. If you can look at any mistakes that you've made or failures that you've had and then see what you can learn from it, you'll then be able to make a very clear plan to move forward. And I really hope that if you are someone who right now has been like dwelling on a mistake or dwelling on a problem or just like ruminating on those mistakes over and over in your head, doing that will just keep you stuck, okay? So re-listen to this episode if you need to. And really challenge that. Instead of thinking, oh my God, I'm a failure. Oh my God, you know, I can't do anything. It's like, no, I'm capable of trying again and I will try again and I might have a different outcome next time. And what can I do differently to have a better outcome next time? And so I thought, just to end the episode, I did want to also add that if you are experiencing like a really difficult failure and you cannot move past it and it is holding you back and it is taking a toll on your mental health and it is hurting you, if you are struggling to function, consider getting professional help. I'm the biggest advocate of therapy. I've spoken about why I love it over and over and over. And with the help of like an impartial other party who is like trained and skilled to help you move through it, you might be able to find some peace for yourself and it can assist you in kind of bouncing back. But I hope you guys got some valuable lessons out of this episode. As I said, come and take a look at the stories. I'll also put up a thread in the Facebook group. And if you have any lessons that you're comfortable to share around your own failure, please do that with the listeners. Because as I say, it's always helpful to get some good evidence. All right, it is time to give the PS, our little sign off, our PS, I love you. I was sitting here thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do as the recommendation for the week? Because I have no idea. It's currently Tuesday. This episode comes out on Sunday. And I was like to Derek, Taylor Swift's new album, I've got to put it in here. And he's like, but what if it's shit? And I was like, I will not have that nonsense because Taylor Swift can do no wrong in my books. But let me tell you, I am so excited. And so her releasing a new album when I'm also like battling like some severe mental health issues, I'm like, oh my God, this album is going to heal me. And that's a lot of pressure to put on Miss Swift, but I'm very, very excited. So by the time this episode comes out, I probably would have had a bit of a listening party. I probably already would have my favorite song from the album and I'll be definitely shedding some tears while listening, I'm sure, because, you know, she just has that power. But yeah, I'm going to recommend music. And obviously for me, I'm biased, it's Taylor Swift's album, but music is a really powerful tool and it can take you to a place and it can get you through some shit and it can, you know, interact with one of your senses, which is hearing. And so, yeah, listen to some of your favorite songs. Maybe you want to put on a bit of music and have a little bit of a dance. Maybe you want to have a listening party to the new Taylor Swift album. Maybe you want to put on a meditation or a relaxing sound to just zen you out before bed. That's my recommendation for the week. All right, you guys, I am going to wrap up the show here. Thank you so much for listening along today. I appreciate you and so grateful for your constant support of this podcast and for keeping us going. As always, if you haven't, give us a rating on Spotify or Apple. We love to see 5 stars. And if you haven't, join our Facebook group, your Safe Space podcast community. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. Follow me at Adele Marie. And yeah, if you love this podcast, tell someone you love about it because you can't beat word of mouth. All right. And guys, I will see you next time. I have some really exciting episodes planned over these coming weeks and I can't wait to be back in your ears. All right. Look after yourselves. Look after each other. And I'll see you soon. Bye. This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land, hosted by me, Adele Marie. Your Safe Space is a part of the Amplify Podcast Network.